This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources, Wednesday, June 8th, 2005, and we're here for a work session on three bills, public hearing on two of them. And so what I'll do, first of all, is open a work session on House Bill 5083, which is the budget bill for the Department of Water Resources. Mr. Siebert.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you should have at your place a memo from LFO dated June 3rd, 2005, with the LFO recommendations on House Bill 5083, the budget bill for the Water Resources Department. I'll start with A, the performance measures. And you'll find a copy of the legislatively adopted performance measures 2005-2007. I'm sure you're familiar with this form by now. As the members of the subcommittee who were in the members of the subcommittee who were in the joint process know that we spent some considerable time working through the performance measures of the department. I think that there was general agreement with most of them. I'd point out a few changes that are included here. and number 8 was being modified, and it's it's to measure the percent of protests on water right applications resolved informally on an annual basis. A couple of measures were deleted, having to do with water rights administered per FTE, and some measures were added in their place to have a kind of guideline on the average number of days from water right applications filing to initial review and the average number of days from transfer application filing to issuance of a final order. And you'll see those are number 10 and 11. And then you'll also see, of course, the standardized customer service measures that are being added to all the performance measures.
Questions or comments from the committee members on the performance measures? Representative Martin.
Yes, I just had a question on the number 5 percent change in number of wells routinely monitored. I mean, my assumption would be that it might be good to be adding a number of wells to be monitored, but so that's how I just want to notice the target was zero.
Madam Chair, Representative Marks, that's true, and it does look peculiar, and one of the problems that we'll try to address, I think, next session is with this form is you don't see the actual data points on here, and if you saw the actual data, you'd see that it's negative. So I think that their target is to try to not fall any further behind, but to try to stay at the baseline of 2001.
Thanks.
Further questions or comments on the performance measures? I would accept a motion to move LFO's recommendation on the performance measures.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, that motion carries. Mr. Siebert.
Madam Chair, I direct you to item B, which are the LFO recommendations, adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. I'll walk you through the work session action report, House version at the top, starting with page number 4, which is the Administrative Services Program Unit. In the governor's recommended budget, there is a package 090, analyst adjustments, that reduces customer service support by a half FTE and also makes the normal smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending that package without modification. Package 11 is or 111 is the receipts authority package. This adds a limited duration position to oversee contractor services. A bill passed last session allows the department to contract for work to process applications they receive when the applicant's willing to pay the actual cost of processing that application. In essence, what this does is it moves the person out of the normal line of waiting for action on their application into a separate line in which they pay to get quicker service, and you'll hear later House Bill 2186, which removes a sunset on this package. This package assumes passage of that bill, and LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Package 090 or Package 111 in the Administrative Services section? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to those two packages. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. This is the package in which we make the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rate. In this instance, this is just the PERS rate. There's no attorney general costs in the administrative services division. Package 802, ways and means adjustments. This is a technical adjustment that was needed to ensure there's enough limitation in personal services for some reductions that were made in package 090. Again, this is just to correct a minor error that was in the governor's recommended budget. And package 815 is the House budget direction to reduce all service supplies and capital outlay by 3%.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendations to package 801, 802, and 815 in the administrative services section? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation on these packages. The motion, is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, motion carries. Let's move on and do field services.
Page 6 is the field services division. Package 090 made a number of general fund reductions, including funding for Willamette Basin reauthorization study, which is on hold pending agency or federal agency action on ESA consultation, and eliminates a position working on finalizing water rights certificates in the North Central region. Also, this package contains a fund shift proposed in the governor's recommended budget that would use federal funds from the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund to replace general fund for Oregon plan data and in-stream water rights activities. LFO is recommending the approval as modified, primarily with denying the shift of support of Oregon plan activities from general fund to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery federal funds due to concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the governor's proposed use of these funds, and these activities would continue to be supported with general fund instead.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 090 in field services? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation on the package. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 131 is a hydrographic technician in the East Region. This package continues a limited duration position working on stream flow data in the East Region, and funding comes from several federal sources. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Discussion on package 131, the LFO recommendation. I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 132, water rights transfers, continues two limited duration positions currently working on applications to transfer water rights. These positions are funded with application fees that were approved last session, I believe. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 132. I have a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection. Motion carried.
Package 133 is a restoration of a field staff position. Continues a limited duration position that reviews water conservation and management plans and processes in-stream leases. And LFO again is approving, is recommending approval as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 133 in field services. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 134 continues a limited duration position working as assistant water master in the South Central region. This position is funded through contracts with counties, and LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 134. Motion? Was that a motion? I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation. A discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 137, groundwater registrations. This package would add a limited duration position to work on transfers of surface water to groundwater rights. The work depends on passage of House Bill 2123, which you will be hearing later, and LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation on package 137.
Done.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm glad we're doing this. I am concerned about removing ahead. I'm jumping ahead a bit. The $200,000 to do with the groundwater in. Darn it, I lost my place. But I'm glad we're adding here. Taking some out later in groundwater. In the future, when we have more money, we can do more because that's an increasing, a constant problem.
I absolutely agree with
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 137?
Go ahead.
I do?
Yeah.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package
just didn't want to accept it the first time he said it.
Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustments. This package, again, makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate, and LFO is recommending approval.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 801. Is a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Have discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810 is a fund shift for activities the department does associated with the Scenic Waterways Program, which is operated by the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. The Water Resources Department interacts with Parks and Rec continually on issues involving scenic waterways, and the department was directed by budget note to work with Oregon Parks and Recreation Department over the interim to develop an agreement by which Parks and Rec would help pay for those activities. This package, in essence, formalizes that agreement and locks in the amount of support that Parks and Rec will provide the department at a total of $200,000. What you see here is the costs that are incurred in field services of $140,000, and LFO is recommending approval with the understanding that the Water Resources Department will make a biannual report to the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department on the activities completed and the outcomes achieved with the funding provided.
I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 810. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815 is the package being used to implement the House plan to reduce all programs, services, supplies, and capital outlay expenditures by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 815. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. And without objection, the motion carries.
Page 10 begins recommendations on the Technical Services Program Unit. Package 090 makes a number of adjustments in the Governor's recommended budget, including eliminating a water use reporting position, eliminating an information systems programmer, and reducing funding for groundwater investigations by $200,000. It also continues 0305 fund shifts of technical assistance work on SAM recovery and watershed enhancement activities from general fund to Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds and makes the smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval as modified. First, restoring the eliminated information systems programmer position and adding $182,140 of general fund support, including the lower PERS rate. LFO is also recommending the denial of the shift to support the Oregon Plan and SAM recovery activities, shifting from general fund to PCSRF federal grant funds due to concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the use of these funds.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. Representative Schaffer.
I wish we had all kinds of more money to get into more fact finding on this groundwater, because people on every side of this subject use all kinds of ideas and perceptions and downright misinformation to get their way. And that's very frustrating. And the more information, the more facts we can get, the better we can put sound policy out there so we can use the resources we have without somebody running to the court every 5 minutes. So thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Further discussion? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 090 in the Technical Services Division. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 142 adds a position to continue work on the well log database. It would support the position with start card fees. LFO is recommending approval of this package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
I would accept a motion to improve the or to move the LFO recommendation to package 142 in the Technical Services Division.
Certainly.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, that motion carries.
Package 802 makes a technical adjustment. Oh, I'm sorry. Package 801 is LFO adjustments, makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate.
We'd accept a motion to move package 801. Did you have a comment?
Yes, Madam Chair. 801 appears in all of these budgets. If it would be appropriate, I'd make that motion for all of the budgets since it's a standard package, or if you'd rather take them one at a time.
I think if we do it one at a time, we've got a record that we've...
That's fine. Madam Chair, you have the motion. Then.
I do really appreciate your concern for efficiency here, and I'll hold you to that. I would accept a motion to move LFO's recommendation to package 801 in technical services. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 802 makes a technical adjustment to correct an error in the governor's recommended budget in which the incorrect position was eliminated, and this would correct that error by reducing the position where it should have been taken in technical services and adding a position in the Water Rights and Adjudication Program Unit. LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation for Package 802 in technical services. Discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810 was discussed earlier. This is the second part of the fund shift of supporting the scenic waterway program activities that the department undertakes in working with the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. And again, LFO is recommending approval of the package with understanding that the Water Resources Department will make a biannual report to the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department on activities completed and outcomes achieved with the funding provided.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 802 in the technical services. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815, again, is the package used to implement the House Budget Plan direction to reduce general fund support for all service supplies and capital outlay expenditures by 3%, and LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept the motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 815. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Page 14 begins the recommendations on water rights and adjudications. Package 090 eliminates three positions, which process water rights applications, provide customer service, and provide administrative support, and the only position dedicated to the issuance of water rights certificates. Package also continues fund shifts of in-stream water rights positions related to enhancing salmon restoration using Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery federal funds, and also makes smart fire reductions. This package also adds $517,544 of general fund service supplies for legal costs associated with a Klamath adjudication. LFO is recommending approval with the following modifications. Restore two of the eliminated positions and add $230,641 of general fund. This also includes the PERS adjustments, the restored positions process water rights certifications, and also include the administrative support position. LFO is denying the shift of support for Oregon Plan SAM Recovery activities from General Fund and Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds, as discussed earlier, due to concerns expressed by the federal agency. And these activities would instead continue to be supported with General Fund. And LFO also wants to clarify that the $517,544 of general fund added for the climate adjudication are a one-time addition, and the department would be directed to put a package together for additional funding needed to complete the adjudication if such funding is needed in the 07-09 biennium.
They're going to have it done, remember?
I was going to make a kind of a sarcastic comment that if this was the last of the one-time funding, I'd throw a party.
As long as we don't drink the water.
We'd be bringing our own water. questions or not sarcastic comments on the LFO recommendation, the package 090 in water rights and adjudications?
Madam Chair,
Representative Jensen.
I'm pleased that LFO is restoring two of the positions, I assume, for the water rights application positions. Is that correct? I would like the agency to keep the appropriate interim committee appraised at how this workload is going and how those water rights are being processed. As some of you all remember, we went through a series a few years ago where we were so far behind on processing water rights that it became a joke to even apply for one, and I certainly don't want to get back into that situation. I do appreciate what has gone in here, and that there's probably been a lot of thought, but I'd just like to keep our finger on the pulse of this and would ask the department to make sure that they're keeping us appraised of what's going on, if I could, Madam Chair.
Mr. Ward, would you come forward and comment on this?
Madam Chair, members, for the record, Phil Ward with the Department of Water Resources. We'd be happy to report to the appropriate interim committee, whatever that may be, Madam Chair and Representative, on this issue. This is certainly something that's on the top of our radar as it is. As you know, we've had some success in reducing the water rights backlog. We believe that this action will help us maintain that. Certainly, we want to keep a close eye on the transfers backlog as well, Madam Chair and Representative. That's a significant issue that we would hope, if we bring a report, that we could address that issue as well.
Thank you. Further questions?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Shaw.
Just for the record, I want to share my concern with the good chair of the Water Committee. I mean, I wish we were adding to this department more. I mean, this is... can't do anything without water, and I do share Representative Jensen's concerns about this elimination as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a motion to accept the LFO recommendation to package 090. And are there objections to the motion? Without objection, then the motion is carried.
Package 161 adds positions for adjudication work in the Klamath Basin. LFO is recommending approval of the package with the following recommended modifications. One, that the positions be modified to reflect the PERS adjustments and the lower PERS rates. And two, to continue the positions as limited duration, with the intention that the department would seek continuation of the positions, if necessary, for continued work on the Klamath Basin adjudication.
And again, members, I think this reflects our continued optimism that there is an end in sight for this adjudication. Discussion.
We're making them permanent.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Look at iteration on this one, Madam Chair.
Let's go back and talk about this.
Madam Chair, Representative March, if I might just clarify, the governor's budget had recommended they be established as permanent positions. LFO is recommending that they be maintained as limited duration.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Further discussion on the LFO recommendation?
I'm sure there would have been work for them in other areas.
But I think it would be a great turning point for this committee to actually work on form and deal with a package that did an adjudication in another basin because this one was finished.
Yes.
I would accept a motion to move LFO's recommendation to package 161 in water rights and adjudication. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 162 provides additional adjudication funding. This package adds general fund for attorney general costs associated with the Klamath, Klamath Basin adjudication. LFO is recommending approval as modified for the reduced attorney general rates.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments, makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates. LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 801. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802, as discussed earlier, corrects a technical error made in the governor's budget by adding a position to the water rights and adjudication where it was erroneously reduced. LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 802. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 815 is the package used to implement the House budget plan to reduce all general fund support for services, supplies, and capital outlay expenditures by 3%, and LFO is recommending approval.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 815. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Page 18 of the work session action report begins the adjustments to the director's office program unit. Package 090 eliminates an intergovernmental affairs position and also makes smart buy reductions, and LFO is recommending approval of this package without modification.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 090. I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 801 makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. I would accept a motion to approve it. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, eliminates a principal contributor 2 position. LFO is recommending approval of this package to remove the position that is vacant since the person in the position had taken a new job. Package 060, transferred a position in that would act as the agency's policy advisor. This action was needed to backfill for the principal contributor 2 position while it was on loan in the governor's office. Since that position is now vacant, LFO is recommending approving elimination of the package and reducing general fund support by $180,777.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 810. Discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 815 is the package used to implement the House budget plan to reduce all services and supplies and capital outlay expenditure supported by general fund by 3%. LFO is recommending approval.
Take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 815. Discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 090 eliminates general fund for debt service. A debt service will be made, will need to be paid using other fund repayment proceeds, and also makes the smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval of this package without modification.
I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 090 in water development loan program.
So moved.
Discussion? Representative March.
Thank you. Do we need to provide a limitation for the repayment through loan repayments?
Mr. Senior.
Madam Chair, Representative Marsh, I believe they have sufficient limitation, and they also have non-limited other funds, I believe, that they can use. In that instance, if they need to get those non-limited other funds increased, they simply it's a very simply an administrative function to go through the Department of Administrative Services.
Thank you.
Further discussion? I would accept a motion to move package 090, the recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801, again, is the standard, is the package used to make the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates. And it also adjusts the estimated other funds non-limited debt service expenditures based on some updated projections provided for by the department. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 801 in water development loan program. I would accept a motion to approve the recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. With objection, motion is carried.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that ends the LFO recommended adjustments to the governor's budget.
All right.
Can I go back and ask a question?
Sure. Which page are you?
I will be on page 19. And I hear a secret reference made to package 060. And I'm looking through the information for package 060. What am I missing?
Madam Chair, Representative Jensen, that would be on page 18 of 22,
yes.
At the top.
Okay.
These are base adjustment packages that.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move ahead, Mr. Siebert.
Madam Chairman of the Committee, I would direct you again to the LFO memo dated June 3, 2005, for a proposed budget note. Again, you've seen this budget note before as being inserted in the budget reports for most of the agencies dealing with water and water permitting, and it is relating to water permitting processes and looking for efficiencies therein.
This is a budget note that we are familiar with, and I would accept a motion to move this budget note into House Bill 5083. Have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Just a comment, Madam Chair. This is one of those unusual little areas that our university system is actually working in cooperation with the industry, with the aggregate mining folks, and with all of the partners in the mediation and area, and that's little thing I just wanted to bring up.
And that actually, Representative March, was one of the things that led to the development of this budget note. There are some things being uncovered in that as that relationship moves forward, that there are huge opportunities to streamline this process, and so I think that it would be very interesting to watch this group do its work over the interim. One of the frustrating things to people that work the land and have to interface on water issues is that you end up being dragged through all these knotholes in a kind of a consecutive fashion, and I think that there's a lot of interest in trying to make some of it concurrent to simplify it.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on the motion? I'm assuming I have a motion.
Yes.
And then is there objection to moving this into the bill? Without objection, the motion carries.
Item C, recommended change to the appropriation bill. LFO is recommending insertion of the contents of House Bill 5073, which is the original budget bill for the department, into House Bill 5083 with the following changes. In Section 1, General Fund, Line 6, delete $19,502,806 and insert $21,064,664. In Section 2, Other Funds, in Line 17, delete $7,919,850 and insert $6,249,562. And in Line 19, delete $323,314 and insert $317,155. And in Section 3, Federal Funds, in Line 21, delete $1,137,968 and insert $1,137,424.
I would, first of all, is there any discussion or questions on the amendments to House Bill 5083 that are recommended by LFO? I would accept a motion to move the contents of House Bill 5073 into House Bill 5083 and make the changes as outlined in Section 3 of the LFO memorandum dated June 3, 2005. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, that motion carries. And I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5083 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries. And I would be glad to carry this. I'll close the work session on House Bill 5083 and open a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2123. Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have before you House Bill 2123. This bill would provide the Water Resources Commission the authority to develop a process for modifying the place of use, type of use, or point of appropriation of the groundwater use claimed in a certificate of registration. The bill was referred to the House Water Committee on January 17th. A public hearing was held January 28th, and work sessions were held on February 16th and February 18th, and it passed on a 5-0 vote. I believe there is someone here from the department if you have any questions.
Could the department come forward and give us the 101 class in what this is?
Madam Chair, Phil Ward with the Department and Adam Sussman.
With your permission, Madam Chair, I'll ask Mr. Sussman to make a couple brief comments on this bill, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Adam Sussman with the Water Resources Department. I think Mr. Hughes has done a great job of covering the bill. I should say that House Bill 2123 actually has three different subjects involved in it, all of them sort of surrounding the opportunity to make water right transfers, which provide opportunities for new water supply. And so in Sections 2 and of the bill, there's a small modification to the provisions associated with surface water to groundwater transfers, and in Sections 4 and 5 of the bill, it's essentially removing a sunset provision which allows greater opportunity to make point of diversion transfers upstream. The portion of the bill, however, that's associated with Package 137 is Section 1 of House Bill 2123. And again, this provides the Water Resources Commission the opportunity to develop a process to make a modification to a groundwater registration. These are pre-1955 groundwater uses. And 1955 is when the state adopted its groundwater code. And similar to what we're doing down in the Klamath Basin of adjudicating pre-state code water rights, we will eventually need to get into the process in the future of doing that with pre-1955 groundwater uses. The problem is, under current law, there's no opportunity to make any modification to those groundwater registrations as they exist today. And as you can imagine, changes occur on the land, changes occur to the wells, and so this is really an opportunity to provide some economic opportunity as well as new water supply by providing an opportunity to modify these without causing injury to any other water users or the water resources of the state. This did pass out of the House Water Committee on a unanimous vote, and we would urge your support of House Bill 2123.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Representative Jensen, this came out of your committee. Could you give us the benefit of your experience with this?
Good bill should pass.
That's not for me.
Actually, we had a couple of different work sessions on it. It took a little time to work our way through. I think Adam has presented the case as you have here, and I really don't think I would have anything to offer other than that there was quite a bit of discussion in committee. We looked at crossing all the T's and tried to find some I's to that to the process. And I think it came out pretty clean as it was, and pleased with what we have.
Any questions, Representative Marks?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and this is more tangential and broader. Do we have some areas of ground subsidence due to groundwater extraction in any of our basins or aquifers?
Madam Chair, Representative, we certainly have some areas where the groundwater levels are declining. I'm not aware of any areas where we've actually seen land subsidence as a result of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions or comments? We are in work session. I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2123 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. And Representative March, would you consent to carry this in the House Committee and on the floor?
If Representative Jensen doesn't want to, I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you very much. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2123 and close the public hearing also. Open public hearing and work session on House Bill 2196. Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have before you House 2186. This bill removes the sunset clause relating to the Water Resources Department's Receipts Authority Program, which sunsets on January 1st, 2006. The bill was referred to the House Water Committee on January 17th. A public hearing was held on February 18th and a work session on March 7th, where it passed out of committee on a 6-0 vote. Again, I believe that someone from the department could answer your questions.
Madam Chair, for the record, Phil Ward with the department. Just quickly, this is the program that this committee reviewed extensively during your discussions on our budget, the receipts authority program, as it's become known, where we actually contract with private contractors and folks pay the cost of that service if they would like to expedite their application or other transaction that they're doing with us. This has been, frankly, a surprising success to us over the last 2 years since you all enacted this program a biennium ago. And we have now completed, it appears, over 100 contracts using private contractors to deliver services. And for folks that have a need to get things done in a big hurry, can't afford to wait in the line, and have the resources to pay the freight for doing that, this program has been a real boon for those folks.
Mr. Ward, has this also served to speed up the process for the people that are left in the first line?
Madam Chair, I think that's an excellent point. I think one of the concerns that arose around this program when it was first initiated was what about the folks that couldn't afford to pay the extra cost? And aren't we, in essence, discriminating against them? The result has actually been exactly the opposite, because what we've ended up with here is a shorter line, a shorter general line, as a result of some of these oftentimes large and very complex transactions being taken out of that line, and we're able to move through the ones that remain in it more quickly. So we've actually shortened the line for the rest of our customers as well.
Representative Schlafly.
Madam Chair, yeah, I was on the committee 2 years ago, and I remember those, you know, those negative predictions, and I'm glad to see this is really what government should be doing. And I'm really happy to say I was on the Water Committee with the excellent leadership of the good chair when we passed this out. And if I could just take a moment to, when I was in college, water, what professor said water was going to be a big deal, and it was then, and it is now, it's an increasingly bigger deal. And I volunteered and requested to be on the Water Committee, and the Speaker generously appointed me that 2 years ago. And I was blessed with a great chair, and the then excellent director, and we have one now too, and they spent a lot of time with me tutoring me through this incredibly complex and contentious issue. But there was one person that spent even more time, and it was Mr. Sussman, who spent countless hours discussing these issues with me and teaching me about what's going on in ins and outs. And I just want to, he's leaving us to the private sector, and I wish him all the luck in the world, but I just wanted to publicly thank him
thank
for
you.
All the painstaking time he spent as an ignorant laborer teaching me about this complex issue. Thank
well,
you.
And I think you've made a couple of very good points, Representative Schaffler. I think that Mr. Sussman's leaving the department is definitely a loss to the state of Oregon, definitely a gain to the private sector. And I'd like to join Representative Schaffler in wishing you great success in your in this career change and expressing some concern for the person that has to fill your shoes because they're very large.
Thank you very much.
The are there any further questions or comments, Representative Marsh?
One question. That's have you been well satisfied with the quality of work by your contractors?
I think the short answer to that, Representative, is yes, Madam Chair. We've been blessed to have a group of folks that know the business and that have responded well to the training that we've provided. So the short answer, Madam Chair and Representative, is yes. We feel like we've gotten we do quality control checks on all this work, as you can imagine, and we've really gotten a good job from the folks in the private sector that have undertaken this.
Great, thank you.
This is a really nice, concise bill. Good
government.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to encourage everyone to support this bill here and support it at the full and wherever it goes beyond that. This is truly an example of what I would think as good government. I recall in the committee meeting when this was being discussed, they had some of the people who had been recipients of this program come in and testify for us, they had nothing but the greatest praise for it. In fact, I have been trying with something in vain so far, but I've been trying to promote this idea, this concept with other agencies in the permitting process, notwithstanding the, you know, concerns that people had about discrimination for those who could afford, the point is, for those who could afford the private contracting on this, it just clears the docket for those who go the other route so that they can move through the process more expeditiously. As far as I can tell, this is, in relationship to the Water Resource Department, one of the best pieces of legislation in improving efficiency that we've had in the five sessions that I've been in the building. And I do think, Madam Chair, and I know this is not the place for it, but I do think it would be something that other natural resource agencies should be looking at as to how they might utilize or how they might adopt a similar type of program.
Point well made.
Thank you for your indulgence.
Any further comments or questions? I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2186 to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative Schaffler, would you indulge me in carrying this in the full committee? And with Representative Jensen's permission, I would ask you to carry it on the floor of the House.
Representative Schaffler to carry it or me? Yeah. I would be happy to carry it, although I'd be happy to play second fiddle to Representative Schaffler.
Well, I think this is something that you've kind of shepherded through for a couple of sessions now.
I'd be honored to do it in full and speak to it on the floor with my friend from Mendel.
Thank you very much. And we'll close the public hearing and work session on House Bill 2186 and adjourn the committee.